Today, on a brand new episode of Hello Ross, we're talking bucket list travel. Where have you always wanted to see? And you never know who's going to pop by to say.
Finding kind of the quirky, off the beaten path, often overlooked, smaller details of the nooks and crannies of the place we're in.
That's right. We're hitting the road together. It's a brand new episode of Hello Ross.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. Oh, my God. It's like a whirlwind. I've been here. I've been there. I've been everywhere. I was just in Montana for one day. We had Drew and I had to fly real quick and shoot some stuff. And I mean, it was gorgeous. And it was a chance for me to scratch Montana off my travel bucket list. There's only like a handful of states I've never been to. You know, I think like North Dakota, South Dakota, Oklahoma, and Montana are the only states I've never been to. Maybe, I've never been to Vermont either, okay? But everywhere else, I'm pretty sure I've been, which is crazy to me when I think about it because I grew up never going anywhere. Like I remember the first time I got on a plane, I was a sophomore in high school. So I must've been about 16. And we went on a choir tour trip to San Francisco. And I mean, my mind was blown because we just didn't do that stuff. It seemed like almost an idea than like a real thing. I mean, being able to travel, like I had an aunt and uncle who went to Germany. And I remember asking them like, what? Like, how? What did you see? What was it? Like, I couldn't even wrap my head around it. Like, it seemed to me that Germany was an idea. It wasn't a real place. And I thought, well, that sounds so stupid. But when you're just kind of poor and don't have access to that, I don't know if you guys, can you relate at all? So ever since then, I remember thinking when I was on my first flight to San Francisco that sophomore year of high school, I remember thinking like, oh, I could do this. Like, okay, yes, I understand it costs money, but in my life, I want to be able to go places and see things. And it didn't seem impossible to me. I mean, it seemed doable suddenly. Like, oh, I got on an airplane. I survived taking off and landing. This I can do. And ever since then, I've rarely ever turned down a chance to travel. And I've been so lucky because of the job I do. You know, I got on The Tonight Show. Right away. I was still in college. It's a senior in college. And because of that show, I got to travel the world. Suddenly I was flying every week somewhere new, you know? And then I went to Europe. I remember the first time I went to London to visit Gwyneth Paltrow after we became friends. We did a whole week there with her, you know, shopping. We did segments. And then I went to Italy and covered the Torino Games. And I have just devoured every city I've been able to go to. It never gets old. And so when I found out this past week I was going to go to Montana, I was so thrilled and it did not disappoint. Even though I was just there for one day, it's like I didn't sleep. We went so many places, saw so many things. And I just, as I was flying home, I was reflecting on like, oh my God, I did it. You know, another one off the list. So where's next? And then it occurred to me, that's what we should talk about this week on Hello Ross. Where do you want to go? What's still on your list to see? And what's been your favorite place to go to? So I'm going to pick up on people in the waiting room right now. We do this every Friday as we record 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. I put it out on my social media with the Zoom link. And I ask the question, where do you want to go? So a lot of these places, maybe I've never heard of, maybe I've never been to, maybe I have been to, and I can tell you the best restaurant on that one corner and order this because it's delicious, but get it with extra cheese because I don't put enough on it. We're talking all about bucket list travel today. And when we come back, you guys are going to be here to say hello, Ross.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood.
So
far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
And welcome back to the program. We're clicking on people. I have no idea who's in here. Let's start first. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Well, hello. What's your name?
My name is Rebecca.
Rebecca, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Port Orchard, Washington.
From my neck of the woods. I grew up in Mount Vernon, Washington State. Yeah. Oh, hi. Okay. So you know what we're talking about today?
What?
We're talking about like bucket list travel. Where would you want to go? Because I just went to Montana for the first time. I just got back last night.
My dream place is Australia.
Why? Because Thunder Down Under? No. Why?
No. Because it's a change of scenery. I just want to travel and go places.
I'm with you, Rebecca, because you know, I've never been to Australia either. And I've always talked about going, mostly because I hear the toilets, like the water spins the other way down there because you're on the other like end of the world. I don't know if that's true. Should I Google that? Is that true? Should I just Google really quick? Hold on. Does toilet, let's find out together. What's your story? What do you do? How old are you?
I'm 19. I really love drag. I just, as you can tell, I have drag queens all over my walls. And I've been obsessed with going to drag shows and learning more about drag.
I love that you watch RuPaul's Drag Race, right? I assume. Who's your favorite queen of all time?
You can't make me choose. You can't make me choose. I have so many. I did go to the show. I met Rosé at Drive and Drag, and that was awesome. But one of my favorites is Jinx Monsoon.
I love Jinx Monsoon so much. I mean, I was there for the legendary Judy Garland impression. Can you believe I was there and saw it in the flat? It was unbelievable.
So what? I have a question for you.
Anything.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. So what is it like filming RuPaul's Drag Race? Like,
it's
what?
Amazing.
It just gets me excited.
Yeah, it's amazing because you have a front row seat to it. The hardest thing is though, Rebecca, is like keeping it a secret and not telling everybody and ruining it because I want to talk about what happened. You know, you just see like the most, like for example, Jinx doing Judy Garland. I saw that and all I want to do is come home and be like, oh my God, I saw the most amazing thing today. But you have to hold it in until the rest of the world can see it. And it's tough. And so far I haven't screwed up, Rebecca. So far I haven't.
Yeah. I just fell in love with drag, like over the pandemic. It honestly saved my life.
Oh, honey. I'm so glad it had such a positive impact on you. And I'm so happy it makes you so happy.
Yes. I plan on starting drag soon.
Oh, please. Do you want an update?
Huh?
Because of the rotation of the earth, something called the Coriolis effect means that, it makes things swirl the other in a different hemisphere. That's according to the internet, which, as you know, Rebecca, never lies.
Yes.
Okay, so it is true, according to this website. Got it?
Got it.
The toilet water spins the other way in Australia. hopefully one day we'll see it. So are you making a, write this down somewhere that you're going to make it to Australia. I'll do the same.
Okay. I'm writing it on my drag book.
Oh, good. All right, my love.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. I'll see you in Australia.
See you in Australia.
Bye. Bye, my love. Oh, so cute. Listen, I would love to go to Australia one time. You know, in fact, I'm wondering, like, what is the food like? Have you ever been to an Australian restaurant? That really is how I gauge where I want to go, is like kind of like what the food's going to be. It's my number one question. If I'm talking to somebody and say, I'm going here for the first time, if they've been there, I go, where do I eat? Well, let's talk to Paul. Paul, are you there? It's me, Ross Matthews. How are you?
Oh, hey, Ross. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Jumping right in.
Where are you in the world?
I'm in Plymouth, Massachusetts, which is between Boston and Provincetown, if that gives you some gauge.
It gives me
geological areas.
Yeah. So geography on the East Coast is sort of a new thing for me because I have always been West Coast, but I live here now when I'm out there. Yes. And yep. So I was just up in Boston not that long ago, a couple months or so ago. Cold. It was cold.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Today's 55 degrees. Are you East right now? Or
I am. I just got back from Montana last night and I'm in New York today, but this afternoon I head to the West Coast. I'm going to Palm Springs to my place there and just sort of relax a little bit, chill out.
I have Palm Springs ties myself. I have good friends that live there.
Oh, so. Got to come visit. It's paradise.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping to relocate there. I lived in San Diego for 7 years and now I'm back and I'm hoping to go back there again.
Well, where's somewhere you've never been? Is there somewhere on your list that you've like, I need to travel to, I've never seen it and I have to get it. I have to get there.
Why am I drawing a blank? Belize.
But do you Belize in life after love?
Well, yeah, that's a whole other story, Ross.
Understood.
I do.
So why Belize?
It just looks like it's just a very simple, gorgeous, tropical, carefree place. And that's my goal in life.
I love it. Do you want to retire somewhere like that?
That would be nice too.
Or can we just settle for a visit?
We can settle for a visit.
Okay. So when
is this happening? I'll probably be one of the Palm Springs retirees.
Oh, then I'll see you there. I'll be the one in the caftan.
Exactly.
Just the one.
Me too.
But
me too.
So is there like an action plan to get to Belize?
Not really.
Oh, understood. I mean, do you ever check flights and see like how much does it cost? So flights.
I started checking some flights, but not actively recently.
I'm looking right now. They're around as little as $660.
You have my travel agent as well.
Yeah, $661 if you're looking to go to in like April. So it's like, you know, that's kind of doable.
All right. April's a good time frame.
Okay, good. Oh,
661,
wow.
I can afford that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm booking you right here. It's Sunday, April 9th. You return Tuesday, April 18th from Boston to Belize. There's a Delta flight. It takes 7 hours, 13 minutes, $661.
I can handle that.
All right. I want you to book it and I want you to send me a postcard. Got it?
Got it.
Paul, congratulations on your new trip. Thanks for calling Ross Matthews Travel Agency.
Thanks, Ross.
Have fun in Belize, my love.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Of course. I'll talk to you soon. Look at that. This is so easy. Beep, bop, boop, dim, dim, dim. I'm done. I go to those websites where it checks every airline. I like to do that. And I also book using my credit card sometimes. So I get miles. Let's talk to Christopher. Christopher, are you there?
I am here, Ross. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Where are you calling in from?
Oh my God. Hello, Ross. I'm calling from the Bronx.
You're in the Bronx, so you're not far from me. I landed in Jersey last night and we drove up through, you know, the George Washington Bridge up through the Bronx to get to Long Island. So I was right there yesterday.
Yes. You know, I saw you walking down on 9th Avenue and my background is from 43rd and 9th from the grind. It says one day at a time. And I thought I saw you around 35th Street and 9th. I said, I think that's Ross.
Mm-hmm. That's me. I was probably walking from Penn Station to work to, we work up at the CBS Broadcast Center up there on 57. So I walk there. I like to get my steps in, you know, I take the train in. And
You're a part-time New Yorker and we get jealous when you go to Palm Springs.
I know. So how did I look? I was probably wearing a big puffy jacket.
And, you know, it's a good segue into before I lose you and I have this precious time with you. I am a little older than you. I'm in my 50s as a gay man in New York. And when I saw, and I know you're friends with these people probably, so just be as honest as you can. I love all these people on the show, but the new show, it's to me, I almost shuddered when I saw, I forget the name of it, but it's for WeHo. And it's, it reminds me of like a Real Housewives of Gay People version. And I started to get like, oh no, I hate for us to kind of go down that road. I get so, I just feel like there's always such opportunities with these shows like RuPaul's Drag Race that can really like heal the world and inform the world. And I feel like maybe I'm not a popular opinion, but the Housewives, I think there's so many missed opportunities to kind of, you know, you see the marriages break up and friendships break up and you see these insincere apologies. And I just hope that this show, like when I see you and your husband living your real life, I'm so inspired. Or I see people like Andy Cohen and, you know, Anderson Cooper at the park with their children. I would just hate to see a show that's going to kind of represent us in a way that is cringy. And I didn't know how you felt about that.
Well, I think everybody's story deserves to be told. It just, you know, depends on what you want to watch and what you want to digest. And just like for every community, you know, there are different stories told, and not every story represents everybody from that community, you know? So I haven't seen The Real Friends of WeHo. I haven't had a chance to see it yet. So I can't tell you my thoughts on it. I do agree with you that I think more representation is better, you know? So if they're going to have that show, I would love to see shows about gay parents, people getting married, everybody under our umbrella, non-binary, trans, everybody. I would love to see as many stories from our community told as possible. And I know that it's a cheese fest political answer, but it's just the truth. I can't speak on that show because I haven't watched it.
Okay, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and you know, I saw Jinx Monsoon in Chicago the other day. Have you had a chance to see her?
No, I haven't. And I can't tell you how much I love Jinx Monsoon. I mean, even when we were judging that her All-Stars, you know, all winners, I don't want to say intimidated, but I will say I was in awe of all of them. I'm in awe of a lot of the queens of our show. I mean, really. And she's one that just is so filled with, it's so funny. We just were talking about Jinx with another caller here. Just blown away by her talent. And I cannot wait. I hope I get a chance to see her on Broadway. The problem is that I work in the city and then I come home to Long Island. So like staying and seeing a show is just not happening, but we're getting a place in the city too. So we'll be there back and forth so I can have a home base. Okay.
Right. Thank you so much. You're so for your story and just your experiences with your health and your journey. It really has inspired me to kind of share my own story. You know, I went through mouth cancer and I'm under construction right now with my face, but it really gave me such an opportunity to do the inside job and to get to the gym. And I've been going for over a year now and I'm the strongest I've ever been. And I've been able to see myself more holistically. And when I hear people like you and people like you representing and telling your stories, it really does give other people the courage to kind of share our story. But thank you.
You know, listen, I think when we get put in a pressure cooker, whether it is loss, pain, divorce, illness, whatever, I think if we're able to, I think we can really surprise ourselves and become the strongest versions of ourselves. I see that happening with you. Congratulations on your journey. And I hope your health continues.
Thank you. You too, Ross. God bless.
Thank you, Christopher. What a delight talk. Next time, say hi. When I walk by on 9th Avenue, say hi to me, okay? Okay.
Will do.
Okay. Bye, love. Oh, these people are so nice. You know, it really is amazing. So many people will tweet me something. Ross, I saw you. I was too scared to come and say, scared. Do not be scared of me. Do not. Please come say hi. Whether you're in New York or I'm in your city, are we running to each other, traveling somewhere across the world? Like Courtney, for example. Courtney, are you there?
I'm here.
And where are you in the world, my dear?
I'm in South Carolina.
I have been to South Carolina. Do you want to hear a little funny story about South Carolina?
Sure.
I was in North Carolina. I was covering, I believe it was the Democratic National Convention. This is probably 2012, I think. I think it was there. I interviewed at that one. I interviewed Michelle Obama, Nancy Pelosi. I met, what's his name? Tony, the singer who partners with Lady Gaga, Tony
Bennett.
Thank you. And I was in North Carolina and I had a day free and I looked in South Carolina. It was like a 30-40 minute drive. And I was like, well, I've never been. So I got a rental car and I drove just an hour. And then I got out and I just walked around South Carolina just so I could say I'd been there.
You may have been to my town then.
No.
Yes. Just south of Charlotte.
Then I probably was right in your town and I touched the grass. I picked things off like trees and was like, oh, this is what foliage looks like in South Carolina. And that's the only time I've been there, but I was there.
It's a beautiful state.
Question for you. Where in the world do you want to travel that you've never been?
I want to go to Italy.
Oh, I've been to Italy.
Is it beautiful?
Yeah. I was in the northern part and I didn't go to the southern part. I was there for a month. I was near Milan and Torino in 2004. The Olympics were there and I was working nonstop there covering it for Leno. And so it was great to sort of be really immersed in there. Like I took the public transport and I took everything. I was really in it, but I didn't have time to like, I mean, can you imagine I was in Italy and I didn't go to Rome and I didn't go to Tuscany. I didn't go to, you know, I've watched Diane Lane and Under the Tuscan Sun so many times. I feel like I've been there, but I didn't go. So where would you go? What city?
I definitely go to Rome. Mm-hmm. I'm Catholic, so I would go to the Vatican.
Yeah, sure.
I'd go to Assisi. I do have a friend in Milan, though. I don't know. I'd go everywhere.
Yeah, I would too. So my husband, he's been all over previous to meeting me. And so we talk about I have a whole trip planned where I want to fly into Nice in the south of France and then drive up through like Cinque Terre or Positano, I think it's called too, like along the south of France and then up the Amalfi Coast, the coast there, and then go into Naples and everywhere. I want to do all that.
Yeah.
So are we doing it? What's the plan? What are we waiting for? Are we saving up? Right. What's the plan?
When should we go?
Let's figure it out.
Do you have any time in your schedule?
You know, the thing for you, when you are on the West Coast, which I was my whole life until recently, it is so long to get to Europe. I mean, you're talking like a 12-hour flight. It's insanity. But you're in South Carolina. You're like 6.5-hour flight away.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going.
All right. We just got to save up, use points, do the whole thing. But like, you know, the truth is we only get so much time here. And so we should see as much as humanly possible. I took my mom to Paris and London before she passed away and she was tired and but she was so excited just to see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree. You're right. I'm someone who I lost my mother at 17 and your life is short, you know? So yeah, I know that feeling of you got to do it. So I got to do it. I got to make those plans.
You got to do it. And when you do, make sure to tag me and send me pictures. Okay. I want to see you eating a big slice of pizza.
Okay. I will.
The best pasta you've ever had. I want all of it.
Okay.
Okay. I will do it. Okay, good. Thank you for calling in.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Talk to you soon. Oh God, Italy was so good, man. The food there, it's kind of like you just got to deal with it. We went to Spain this past summer and I lost like 4 pounds before we went so that I could just eat. And I ate so much. They have, Spain, they have, it's called pan con tomate and it's bread with tomato, which you think is like, okay, what, that's whatever, but it is beyond ridiculous. It's like crunchy, real bubbly kind of bread cut in half hot, like olive oil, Florida salt, flaky salt. And then they kind of just rub tomato on it, like tomato, delicious. Now I want it. Anyway, I gained 4 pounds.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, hi. Ross.
Hi, what's your name?
Joy.
I was just talking about this bread tomato thing I had in Spain this past summer that was, it was responsible for like 5 pounds, but I lost it. It's all good. Everyone's happy. We're fine now. Where are you right now?
I am in sunny San Diego, California.
San Diego is one of the most beautiful places in the entire world. I remember going to the, I think it's called the Mission, like in the north area, right?
I am a block away from that, two blocks away from that.
Okay. Yes. So I went to this Mexican food restaurant that it was right after I hit like this weight milestone. And I was like, I just gave it all up. I went to town on these fresh tortillas they were making right there. Like they made them, they squeezed them, the masa and squeezed
it. That's the best kind.
Grilled and it came to you hot and burnt. And I was like, give me refried beans, give me salsa and give me sour cream and pico de gallo. And I'm in. That's all I need.
All of it.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Hello, Ross. Hello.
A question for you. Where is somewhere in the world you've always wanted to go?
In the world? Well, it happens to be all of the 50 states in the United States. I've had this dream to get to all of them somehow. I love planning road trips and just finding kind of the quirky, off the beaten path, often overlooked smaller details of the nooks and crannies of the place we're in.
I'm so with you. I'm like, I did the list at the beginning of the show, but I've almost gone to all 50 states, probably 45 of them or so.
And oh, I'm not that far along yet, but
it's all right. But I always pictured you ever go on the freeway behind like an RV that had like a map of the US and then a sticker for all the states that had visited.
Yeah, I'm pretty jealous of that. And plus all the like national park stickers and stuff like
that. Totally. My best friend, one of my best friends, Taya, who I went to high school with, we always love those. And so she actually bought me one so I could put my stickers on it for every state. But I like hang it in the house, you know, but I actually don't know where it is now, but I was doing that for a while. It's there's like a badge of honor if you've gone to all of them. So what's on your list still? What's the next place you're going to go?
You know, I need to get over to the East Coast and I need to get up into like Vermont and Maine.
That's on my list too, Vermont.
Okay, well, let's go together.
What do we do in Vermont?
I think we probably find some delicious wine somewhere and stroll some tree-lined walks.
It occurs to me now, one of my favorite movies, Baby Boom, Diane Keaton leaves her job as an ad executive when she inherits a baby and she starts, she buys an apple orchard in Vermont and starts Country Baby.
Oh,
so my point is this, maybe we just quit and we just move to Vermont and we, you know,
just
start
relax.
An orchard. You just chill out. Yeah. Yeah.
We can make all sorts of things with apples.
Okay. Cobbler, pie, applesauce. Yeah. I'm done. What else is apple butter?
Yeah. You can probably make some crafts or something too.
You know what? Leave the crafts to you, Joy. I'm busy making apple butter. Don't talk to me about crafts. Well, we do have core values and that is of course an apple pun.
I like it.
Yeah. But right now I'm in the Big Apple. have you ever been to New York?
Very briefly for a wedding and didn't spend much time in the city, but.
Yeah. Well, so put that on your list. I want you to plan a trip and here's what you're going to do. You're going to come to Manhattan. You need to spend a couple of days here. Okay. To sort of walk Central Park, experience it, find amazing food. Then I want you, if you can, this is all, if you can, I want you to rent a car and drive out to the Hamptons for 2 days. It's the most beautiful and chic and accessible. You think it's going to be like, I always thought like I could never, if I went to the Hamptons, I wouldn't talk to, it's not for me, you know? It's so beautiful and casual and lovely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then you're going to, I don't know what you're going to do, but you're going to get to Vermont somehow after that. Vermont's got to sell me. I don't know. Unless Diane Keaton was there and I could visit the Baby Boom house. I don't know what I'm doing in Vermont, but I picture you loving the Hamptons. I just like your vibe. You have a long braid that you just whipped together as we were sitting here. I just like this for you. Okay.
Okay. I'm jotting it down. Get the notes here.
Yeah. All right. Go to a restaurant called Almond in the Hamptons. Almond.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allergic to almonds, but they have lots of stuff on the menu.
Is there like the best time of year to go to the Hamptons?
Everyone loves summer there because it's really beautiful. There's nothing like summer on Long Island, but I love the fall because the leaves start to do that thing. They have like pumpkin patches everywhere. Apple picking. See, there you go. Got your apples. Joy won't shut up about apples. I got your apples. All right. You happy?
No, it's nice to have some kind of season to look forward to. Can't really complain living here in San Diego, but there's not really a fall per se.
Totally. It's totally different. And it's something I didn't really know about till I lived over here. It's probably my favorite because it starts, even though winter is like creeping, you know, winter is coming, but it's so beautiful. I think you'll love it.
I have a question for you real
Anything,
quick.
Anything, hit me.
Just with regards to road trips and traveling and things like that. What do you have the quirkiest, weirdest, most bizarre thing you've ever come across on a road trip or a trip that was unexpected?
One time I was with my friend Taya, who got me the map, you know, the RV map. Oh, Taya's amazing. we went to high school together, and then every year for college, she would drive down with me, and then she'd fly back up home, you know, from Washington State to Los Angeles. And our first trip when we left, I was 18, you know, just for my driving down for my freshman year of college, and we took a road trip. And we were in Oregon somewhere, and there was a sign for the Oregon Vortex. And I was like, what is that? And we were like, let's go. So it was before the days of Google. We didn't have cell phones, nothing. And so we went, and it was the dead center of Oregon. If you can Google the Oregon Vortex. And they said there was such weird energy, and that if you take pictures, things look, and this was their verbiage, things look appreciably shorter in the south than the north. So like you could stand in a place and look short, but then if you walked over there, you looked tall. It was very weird. And like, there was this energetic pull, and there was this really annoying lady. And she was like, she wouldn't shut the fuck up, this lady, you know? And she was just like, at first she was like, oh, vortex. Good. Yeah. Maybe I wanted to shove her in a vortex. And she's at one point there was like a leader who walked you through the tour, and she was like, ow, 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 the fillings in my teeth are hurting. Is that the vortex? And the leader of the tour goes, no. Anyway, that's what I remember. And we took so many pictures, and it was so bizarre, and they were selling crystals and stuff. And I just loved it.
Oh yes.
Yeah. I really loved
the crystals around.
Yeah. Oregon Vortex. We went in, I was in Montana yesterday. Drew and I went in a crystal shop. Oh, I'll show you right here. And Drew bought me a crystal. Hold on. It's right here in my bag.
Ooh.
Yeah. I bought it. It's like a thinly sliced thing of a crystal. I bought it to use as a coaster in my dressing room. Isn't that cute? Well, I didn't buy it. Drew got it for me, but isn't that cute?
Yes. It gives a very calming vibe too.
Totally.
And a smiley face if you turn it that way.
Yeah. Totally. Ta-da. Yeah. It's cute. If you guys want to see this, we do put these episodes on YouTube. You can search Hello Ross on YouTube. They're free there. So you can see this as well. Joy, you bring me great joy. Oh.
Well, likewise.
Thank
and
you,
I loved love. Your cat you were friending.
Oh my God. I know the cat passed away, but I named that big cat Joy, and I miss Joy. He used to come to my door every day, but he's buried in the neighbor's yard, and I feel joy here.
That's right. Well, you bring me joy every day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. I hope to see you. See you in Vermont.
Lovely. It's on the books.
Talk to you soon. Bye. Oh, all right. Let's do one more if we can. Let's see if we can get one more person on. I actually do have to run to the airport. Speaking of traveling, because I am going to Palm Springs tonight. I get to be home for just a little bit. That's really where, you know, the truth is home is wherever my husband is, but in New York has become our home, but my heart, you know, I my ashes home. Like when we spread the ashes, that's going to be in Palm Spring, you know, I guess it's a very morbid way to say that, but oh, hello. Are you there, Britt?
Oh, hi.
Hello. Yes. Are you, I can't see you, Britt. Hello. Are you there?
Oh gosh. Yes.
Where are you calling from?
I am from Baltimore, Maryland. Well, I'm not from Baltimore. I live in Baltimore.
Okay. So I've only ever gone on the train through Baltimore. I've never been out and about there, but where'd you grow up?
Arkansas.
I've been
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
I've been there. I've been there.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Get out.
I have. It was,
I can't believe it. Nobody usually knows where it is.
I was shooting something. I couldn't tell you what now. I think it was a Leno segment there, but I don't remember what it was. Isn't that funny? I know.
It is funny.
Wait, what's on your bucket list? Where would you like to travel one day?
Okay. You know what? In the US, I really want to go to Palm Springs.
Oh my God. You know, you called the right person.
Yeah, I know this about you because I adore you. Thank you. But internationally, Spain and Portugal for sure.
Okay. So I got you covered here. So let's start with Spain. I just went, we were in, Barcelona. I mean, just really delicious. And, the food, oh my God, I can't even talk about it. And then we went to this little town called Sitges, which was like a 30-minute Uber. First, we got on a train and it was so packed and it was still COVID. And I was like, get me off this train because it was like sardine. And so I was like, I'm calling an Uber. So we called an Uber. I was trying to be like, you know, immersed. Huge mistake. Don't do that. So I got an Uber and we went to this town and we had like paella and rosé on the ocean and just like a beautiful buzz. We almost got tattoos because we were like that. I was like, let's do it. Uh-huh. Thank God we did it. But we even went to a shop and they put like the temporary one on you before the goes in. And I was just okay enough to be like, maybe we wait. Wait, I'm so glad we did.
Until the sangria wears off.
Exactly. And then Palm Springs is paradise. I was just saying, it's like, you know, my ashes home where it's like, spread me there when it's all said and done. It is, it's so beautiful.
Don't you live there part-time or something like that?
I do.
Right.
Yeah. I have a beautiful house there that, you know, in the pandemic, I just doubled down on Palm Springs. I'm like, I'm selling LA. I'm selling my little place there. I bought this beautiful, big, big piece of land, like big. And fuck, you know, then my world's like, oh, guess what? You're moving to New York. You're meeting somebody who lives in New York and you're going to go visit and you're going to then meet Drew and then get a whole life in New York. So that house is just over there. I'll see it today. I'll be there this weekend and it'll be a couple more months till I get to it. But that's where we will retire. That's going to be it, you know?
Nice. Well, yeah. I'm curious. I've always wondered how, now that you're on Drew, and which we all love, and Drag Race, which I really love. It's my very favorite show in the whole world. And you just are a delight. You're a joy and a light in this world. But I'm just curious, how do you do both jobs? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, they line up right now. I'm so grateful. But we shoot Drew from, you know, usually September till May. And then Drag Race, we usually shoot throughout the summer. And so it just sort of lines up right now. I don't know, right? It's always a balancing act because now I'm going out on the road. I want to do that. So it's just, we just have to find our way and try to figure it out, you know, and then try to schedule time to go see the world in between, you know, and live a little bit and have fun. It's a good problem to have.
It is. And you're newlywed, right?
I am. Yeah. Life's so good.
I know.
I'm so great.
Sorry, you were going to ask me something.
Do you have time to travel? That's what I was going to ask you.
Okay. So I'm a teacher.
Oh.
And have to make the most of my breaks. So
yep.
I'm trying to go out of the country on spring break and then in the summer. So, and then go home to Arkansas. So it's hard during the school year, but yeah, I love it.
I think you should do Palm Springs in the spring for spring break because it's way too hot in the summer. You should look into go there and then do Europe in the summer.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate your advice.
Yeah. And use points. Make sure you have travel rewards programs. See if you can, if you book things through your credit card. Sometimes like if you have Amex or something, you book through Amex Travel and you get five times the points. Yeah, I sound like an advertisement, but I just learned about this. I do it and I'm so proud. I actually used points for a flight last month. And I was like, I have arrived.
I don't even know how to do it. I have like 100,000 something Amex points. And I don't know how to do it.
I can walk you through this.
Stuff like that.
I'm so good. There's a number on the back of your card. Call them or just go to the website and book. Try and says, just click use points. It's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Thank you so much.
Sky's the limit for you. Thank you, my love. I'll talk to you soon.
Welcome.
All right. I'll see you in Palm Springs.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Well, this is so fun. I want to thank you all for joining in. I want to apologize to those of you I couldn't get to who are still in the waiting room. Thank you so much for calling in. And we're going to do this every single Friday is when I record at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Each week we'll have a little theme we can sort of stick to, but anything goes. As you see, we just go where they go, where they go. Right now we're going to go to break. And when we come back, I'll give you my happy ending. It is the best thing I've seen all week.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
And welcome back to the show. Big thanks to everybody who called in. Apologies again to everybody I didn't get to, but maybe I'll get to you next time because we are going to do this, like I said, every Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And now it's time for my happy ending, the best thing I've seen all week. And I have to tell you, my parents passed away too young. They were too young. And I'm trying to do everything I can to stick around as long as possible. I just want to be here as long as my body will let me, you know? And today, this week, we're celebrating something really special. My mom's mom, my grandma, who we call Bunka, turned 97 years old today. And she is brilliant and smart and with it. And the greatest of all time. You know, she really is goals. She has lived such a beautiful life and had so much time, healthy, good time here on this earth. And I love her so much. I got to see her recently. She couldn't come to the wedding, but we went up to see her a couple times in the past few months. 97 years old. So, should we all be that lucky to get time here on this planet to see as much as we can in the time that we have and to connect with each other as much as humanly possible? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wherever you want to go one day, I hope you get to a chance to go there, see it in person, experience it. You know, there's nothing, there's truly nothing like it. I know we all have limitations, whether it's money or time off or this or that. I get it. I have it too. But I save up. I use the points. I make the plans. And I try to see as much of the world as we can. Whether we have whatever time we have. We may not get 97 years. But with whatever time we have here, I hope we get to keep talking and keep experiencing everything we can. Total cheese fest, I know. But I mean it. And until next time, everybody, bye-bye. Hey, it's me, Ross Matthews. Thanks so much for listening. It means a ton. Make sure you like us, give us a good review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. And you can find us on video at Cumulus Podcast Network on YouTube.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.